This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we are now in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And these are days that are blessed. And these are days that are most beloved to the believers. These are days of opportunities to earn Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness, His mercy, and be freed from the hellfire, and be drawn nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to secure a place in Jannatul Firdaus. These are the nights here. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to this hadith very carefully. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن سَاعَةٍ تَمُرُّ بِابْنِ آدَمٍ لَا يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا إِلَّا حَسِرَ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is not an hour, a moment that passes by the life of the son of Adam in which he does not fill it with dhikrullahi azza wa jal, with the remembrance of Allah, except that he will regret it on the day of judgment. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us every hour that goes by in which we do not utilize and use it to remember Allah azza wa jal, we will regret it on the day of judgment. Imagine this hour is in Ramadan. Imagine this hour is in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And then imagine it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan and it is on Laylatul Qadr. How intense would a person's regret be on the Day of Judgment that he did not fill these moments with dhikrullahi azza wa jal. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to increase his worship and was to put maximum effort in these nights. He did not waste a single moment. Sunnat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to remain awake the entire night until the adhan of al-fajr in the worship of Allah azza wa jal. And I want to bring to your attention a worship that you and I are supposed to be engaged with, and that is dhikrullahi azza wa jal, a dhikr that is upon the tongue and on the heart. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. Make it your mission for these last 10 nights to say a dhikr, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, at least 100,000 times, at least, Allahu akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, at-tasbihah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us that the one who says subhanallah 100 times would be written for him 1,000 good deeds. And imagine that is scored and recorded for you during Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Akbar. This is what at-tasbih would do. And this is very simple, this worship. It doesn't require wudu. It doesn't require facing the Qibla. It just requires a motion of the heart and a present, a motion, a movement of the tongue and a presence of the heart. Hadi subhanallah. Look at the word Alhamdulillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us Alhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. That one Alhamdulillah fills the scale on the day of judgment. You know, our problem on the day of judgment is this scale. How are we going to fill it up with good deeds? He's the solution. One Alhamdulillah will fill the scale for you. Imagine this Alhamdulillah is said during Laylatul Qadr. Imagine the reward, the immense reward Allah Azza wa Jal would give the believer. Focus and be present. Make sure your heart is present when you say Alhamdulillah. You truly need to mean Alhamdulillah for everything that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon you and for every guidance that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. And then you move on to Allahu Akbar. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that the word Allahu Akbar is better than this worldly life and everything that is in it. Allahu Akbar. One Allahu Akbar is better than me gifting you this entire worldly life and everything that is in it. And that is because this Allahu Akbar, it'll remain with you and you will see it on your good deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll see it in the scale. Whereas if I give you this entire worldly life, it's temporary. The day you die, you lose it all. It doesn't belong to you anymore. And then la ilaha illallah. And this is for why the entire earth and for why all creation was created, so that they can fulfill this word, la ilaha illallah. You will find your purpose when you say la ilaha illallah. You will find the reason for why you were created when you say la ilaha illallah. And you continue to repeat this dhikr. Give it hours during the night and also during the day as well. Get your heart trained and used to dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these nights of Ramadan are best spent in as-salat. As-salat, qiyamul layl. Spend the nights with qiyamul layl. Pray, read the Qur'an with dhikr that happens in as-salat from the beginning to the end of it. With dua that is happening in as-salat as well, especially in your sujood, and after as-sujood, and after you finish, and before you begin another salat, engage in a dhikr, with dua. Do not stop. Do not stop. These are only a couple of hours. Just a few hours. You invest them, and huge returns on the Day of Judgment. Huge returns. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, better than 1,000 months and more of worship. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is supposed to be the plan of every believer. This is supposed to be the attitude and the mindset and the approach towards these 10 nights of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us and to grant us the ability and the strength that we worship Him throughout these nights, and to accept from us. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.